Hi guys, and welcome to, I don't know if I could classify this as Girls Got That Good Kush Part 3 or whatever, because I've technically recorded, like, the third and 3.5, so I guess this could be the fourth, but I'm not just faded, I'm also a little tipsy, because I'm a baby, and many of you are going to laugh about me, laugh this, I am, it is no secret to anyone who knows me that I am a baby bitch. And a baby bitch is something that marbles the light of my life, is everything to me. Likes to call somebody who can't hang in a more, in an older colloquial term. And a baby bitch is someone who has a low tolerance for alcohol. Now, I really liked drinking in high school. And then for a couple years I didn't drink. And now I have a really low tolerance. And this is disgusting, and I know many of you will judge me. You and your mighty fine high horses. I am just as high as your horse, by the way. That was lame. I'm awesome. Fuck, what the fuck was I fucking saying? Oh, fuck. I forgot. I totally forgot. God, I hope no one listens to this. I hope my phone can't record this. This is the worst. Okay, what was I saying? I was saying, hey Garfunkel, hey little fat ass. You being gross and licking your paws again? That's my dog. He's old and he's fat. He's not even that old. He's like 8. And he got hit by a car like a few years back. And then, what was it? $3,000 later? He arose. And he just got fatter after that and, yeah, I call him my little bolillo dog, and a bolillo is a type of fat breakfast roll, I guess? Spanish? I don't know. Look it up. Look up pictures. But he's a little chunky bastard. He's like a little loaf of bread, hey? He's so handsome, though. He's a handsome little dog. And my little weirdly long, needy dog is just, like, curled up behind him. My dog doesn't approve of my marijuana usage. I've said this billions of times, but he really, really does not. It's so weird. My dog is so weird, and I love him. I want a cat, you guys. I want a cat so bad. These past few days have been, I've had to, like, do school stuff. And the bureaucracy, you get lost in it, and it just, I was, like, bouncing between departments for, like, this whole week. And it was really frustrating, and I have this horrible, like, I need to do this type of urge. And that is, I want to go to the local shelter and pick out an old, like, cat that probably won't get adopted. That's what I want. I want a weird little cat. Or a weird fat cat. I want a cat. I want to love all the cats. I do. I want a cat so bad. I want something that I have to constantly, like, ask for its approval, you know? I want it to ignore me and I want it to love me. This is just me telling you about how much I want a cat, and I still can't remember what the fuck I was trying to say earlier. I recorded Girls Got That Good Kush Part 3, and then another one, because I ended, like, the first segment pretty quick, pretty abruptly. Abruptly, whatever. And then I recorded something else, because I was thinking of doing a podcast, and you guys probably won't listen, but, yeah, it's out there. My best friend and her fiancé just did a first episode of a podcast. And it's really funny, and they are amazing, and I love her so much, and they are just so good together. They have good jib-jab, you guys, and it's just amazing. Just me bragging about my friend for a sec. But anyways, this week has been, not too much, but, like, really annoying, and I really just want to fucking adopt, like, 3 old-ass, mean-ass cats that are probably gonna, like, harass my dog until the day, like, until their last breath. And I will love them regardless. I just love cats so much. Oh, God. Okay, so the point of this fucking recording is that I'm feeling pretty good. And I think it's the alcohol and yeah, wine coolers are my I'm an adult woman and I will own up to the fact that I genuinely enjoy wine coolers. I do. I really do. I love wine coolers so much. I am a baby bitch. I think is that what I was trying to say earlier? Baby bitch? Right. No, whatever. Oh, yeah, I wanted to sing, is what I wanted to do. And it's gonna be a Frank Turner song. And I'm not beautiful, I'm not, I think he's Irish, right? I'm almost 1,000% sure he's Irish. I don't sound as good as he does, but it's a really catchy song. And it's, yeah. Anyways, I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle. I'm just going in a bunch of different tangents, so you guys are just gonna try to, you guys gotta keep up. So I'm watching Malcolm in the Middle, and it's an episode where, if you guys haven't seen this show before, it's a sitcom about a middle-class family, and, like, it's great. It's great. That's, like, the simplest way, I guess, if you want to describe it in one sentence. But it's, like, they're such a weird family, and they just, I don't know. Anyway, the husband, Hal, played by Bryan Cranston, you guys all know who Bryan Cranston is. Don't pretend you don't. I love Bryan Cranston like a ridiculous amount. There's like a list of older actors that I would sleep with, and Bryan Cranston is on that list. Also, this cop or this dude who's dating Olivia Benson in SVU. I don't even know what season it is. He's like older. He's just I don't even know what it is. I don't think you could even call him a silver fox because I think he's past that because his hair is all white, right? I'm a terrible... I'm just telling you guys everything. This is horrible. Okay, so Lois and Malcolm, Frankie Muniz, are sick with mono. And so they're, like, quarantined to Lois's room, his mom. And they, like, bedazzled everything right now, and that's pretty great. Like, and they're bonding and shit. It's nice. And Bryan Cranston, Hal, is, like... He's, like, getting to know everyone in the neighborhood because, like, nobody likes Lois, but everyone loves Hal because he's really lovable. And I think Hal and Lois's relationship is one of the better ones on TV. Like, they're so crazy about each other, and they're so weird. I don't know. I think I really just like this show. I was gonna say, I think I romanticize everything too much, but of course I do, because that's me! So eventually I'm going to sing this, I guess. Oh god, I just sound really, really monotone and like really, really, I don't even know what it is. Really dark. My voice, I don't know, it just sounds darker or something. Or I think I'm just really fucking, I'm up there. I'm up there and I'm down there. I'm everywhere, you guys. And this is mind you off this is okay. I finally hit the halfway point off half A. Okay, just so you guys know that don't okay, if I want to like drink a lot, I need to spend the whole day prepping. I need a big breakfast. I need a moderate light lunch and I need a huge dinner. And then we can go. And I also need to smoke weed beforehand. Because there's just no fucking way I'm going to be able to keep up. If I smoke weed, anything's possible. So, okay. Let me... Okay. Oh my god. Ah, Alex! Okay. This is... okay, this is a pint. And it is 5.8% of alcohol. Oh my god. This is half... Okay, it's a fucking Smirnoff Ice. No one, I understand that my joys are disgusting in here. I realize it, but this is me, and I really like me, you guys. And it saves money too. So, I just finished this bottle of oh god, last time I was over at Marbles' house, I brought over Captain Morgan, and it was so gross, and I just. And I think we finished it the first time we went out a couple weeks ago. And then I finished a bottle of vodka that I had in my fridge last week. Yeah, so now there's like no alcohol. But I'm liking this. I am liking this a lot. I haven't smoked weed like consistently in a while, so. Yeah. Oh, Lois and Malcolm are bonding. It's so beautiful. Almost as beautiful as this little fat bread dog. Who's my little bread dog? Bolio dog. Who's a big booty hoe? You're a big booty hoe, Garfunkel. I love you. My dog's just sleeping peacefully like an angel. He's wearing a little sweater. It's got a turtleneck. He looks like Steve Jobs. My sister recently acquired a turtleneck from Goodwill, and she asked me how I thought she looked. And I told her that she looked like Steve Jobs. But she does look pretty good in it. Oh god, that stupid bitch can look good in anything. Oh god, I love my sister. And you guys are just hearing a lot of drunk love. And I think that's what the world needs right now. I think the world needs a drunk best friend that'll just fucking be like, oh my god, your hair and your nails, everything about you, I love you. Which, by the way, have things that I have said drunk in the club. So, you make a lot of good bathroom friends. Like, the first time I went through the marbles, I ended up talking to this guy in the bathroom. Okay, here's the scene. It's this, like, shitty little night. It's not a shitty little nightclub, but it's the bathroom's really small. It's just, like, basically a stall and a sink, and that's it. But you wouldn't know it until you go in. And this drunk girl is peeing, and her friend's at the sink, and I'm like, oh, okay, I'll just wait over here, like behind the door, I guess, so until they're done. And then the drunk girl asks for help, and so her friend goes in, and then their other friend pops his head in, and then he finally comes in, and then he's like asking her, he's like, do you need help? And she's just like, no, I got it, because her friend is in there helping her, and because I'm a little tipsy at this point. And I just love everything and everyone at this point. Actually, that is, I love everything and everyone, sober, but I'm much more able to express it when I'm a little not sober. And oh, there's an airplane. At least it's not a train. Okay, so. Right. So he pops in and I'm like, oh my god. And first off, he's adorable. I was like, your hair, everything, I love you. Okay. So, and I was like, oh my god, I love your glasses. He's just like, bitch, shut up, I love yours. And they're like roundish, and they have little hearts on them, little silver hearts, and they're black and clear ombre. I don't know how to pronounce that. Anyways. And he was telling me that he couldn't find them like anywhere, that his optometrist ran out, that he couldn't find them on Ray-Bans, blah blah blah. And I was just like, okay, honey, no, that's your problem. You're buying from Ray-Ban. And I told him about Coastal. 'Cause that's where I got these. I like a bunch of other fucking glasses, glass frame sites, but that's like that's where I got these. And so I told him that, and then he's like, well, how do you like put in your prescription? And I'm like, okay, go get your prescription from your doctor, and don't forget to get the pupillary distance. And he's like, the what? I'm like, the pupillary distance. It's like the distance between your pupils, and like just make him write it down. I have to give it to you. And go online, you're gonna save so much more money. And then he was just like, oh my god, tell me again, tell me again. And I was like, coastal.com, CO. And I just like spelled it out, and I even wrote it down on a napkin for him. And every time I bumped into him when he were dance when we danced, he's like, oh my god, hey. And Robert was like, she asked me afterwards, she was just like, yeah, I thought I saw you waving to someone. And I was just like, oh yeah, let me tell you. And I like to tell everyone they're beautiful and that they dress nice, because they do. Oh my god. I have actually given up wearing heavy makeup to the club. Used to really love taking my time with like my foundation and my eyeliner, my eyeshadow especially. My god, my eyeshadow game is popping if I decide to go to the club. Also, there's this fucking like 80s night that I want to go to, but nobody fucking loves the 80s like I do. And everybody sucks. No, I'm just kidding. I don't think Marbles is as huge of an 80s fan as I am. And I'm probably hyping this up, but I really want to go. I love the 80s. I want a reason to look to do like horrible neon eyeshadow and like just be so. Oh my god. I do. I love the 80s. 80s and 90s are like my peak aesthetic and my music. God, I love the 80s music. Okay. My leg was asleep. So, yeah, I guess that's just me as a drunk person. I don't know why I wanted to tell you guys this. But another episode. Oh dear god, my leg is fucking gone. This is disgusting. I would not have chosen this flavor. I'm
as surprising as this is, I'm not a fan of screwdrivers. And okay, it's not a fucking screwdriver if it has vodka, okay? It's a screwdriver if it has tequila. That's just, I need to make that clear. It might be a variation of a screwdriver. It's not a true screwdriver. It's just, this is a point of contention for me. Okay, you guys, I will fight somebody for this. Like, you can catch me outside. That's how strongly I feel about this. Coming from Queen Baby Bitch herself, I know it's stupid, but, dude, yeah. Oh my god, ew. So the cold open for this episode was Reese and Hal. Reese is one of the other cats. Like trying to figure out what's that horrible smell in the fridge, and they're like steadily taking out grosser and grosser things, and there was like a spoiled bottle of milk, like a cardboard one, and like a rat had died in it, and they like sniff it, and they're like, ugh! And then they're like, no, that's not it, keep looking. And it's just, it's funny, you guys. My Little, great show to watch when you're stoned and cross-faded. I'm actually gonna watch a series of unfortunate events after this, and I'm very much looking forward to it. If you guys have seen it, like, come at me. I have read all the books, so there is no such thing as spoilers. Even if there's something new, I don't give a fuck. Like, come at me, fucking be my Netflix friend, please. Okay. A free bucket of soda, that's disgusting. So I've like changed topics. This whole thing was supposed to be me drunk singing. Oh my god. I'm so long-winded. Oh my god. I'm sorry to whoever. Don't talk to me, you guys. I'm so long-winded. But at least I laugh a lot, and you know, I laugh really easily. So, oh shit, that was a thread that I wanted to do, huh? Record your laugh, because I don't know who the fuck said that they liked my laugh. I'm pretty fucking... Oh, God. Could I walk straight? Yeah, I could walk in a straight line. God. Have not eaten a lot today, either. Woo! Okay. Yeah, I should have done that laugh thing. But anyways, I laugh easily, and when I'm more than when I'm just, like, even the teensiest bit inebriated, I just literally laugh at everything you say. So if you guys ever, like, want to feel like you're Ali Wong... fucking Louis C.K., like, just hang around with me and get me drunk, and I will, like, literally shower so much love upon you. Oh my god, who was I shitting on? I was shitting on someone for having bad comedic timing. Oh man, I'm so mean to people. Why did they talk to me? He doesn't have bad timing. He's pretty funny. Well, not pretty funny. He's funny. We can't have his head get any bigger than it is. You can read that last sentence two ways. But it's okay. So the song I'm doing, I'm probably gonna burst out laughing during this. So I'm just letting you know. Cause like singing makes me weird. As hard as it is to believe, I used to have a decent amount of training, and I didn't sing for like 2 years. And I'm just recently now singing, so I find it hard not to, I guess. And I'm just playing with my fucking water bottle. Actually, this is my dad's, and he never uses it, and this thing is everything to me, you guys. Contigo? What is it? Contigo? Contigo? Whatever. Contigo. I said that so bad. My mother heard that. She would have just died. My accent is so bad. I'm sorry to any Mexicans that listen to me. I know I'm a disgrace to the motherland. Anyways, yeah. So Contigo water bottles and coffee mugs and stuff. I got a coffee mug for my sister, and it's really good. And I have a 16-ounce one, because I kind of run off black tea. It used to be coffee, but that's... Oh, jeez. I've had like a mild panic attack, caffeine panic attack, fucking last year, and it was terrible. It was terrible. I thought I was gonna die. I was like, oh, so this is what happens when you drink 8 cups of coffee, in less than 5 hours. All right, this is what it is. All right. Anyways, this is a 32-ounce water bottle. It's really cool, and coffee mugs are really solid. It's kept my drinks pretty warm. Okay, so I used to have like an hour and a half long bus ride from work, so I got rides most of the other times, but that's not the point. So Fridays, I would fill up my coffee mug. I would make a tea at work, and I'd leave at around 9:15 latest. So it went in piping hot, steaming, and I'd have to wait about an hour for it to cool down enough. Like, it was still really hot, but like enough that I could drink it. And then by the third hour, it's like really nice temperature. And I think the longest I ever had, like, the heat last was about 5 hours. And that was a pretty good day. So, you guys, these are everything to me. And I guess I'm just endorsing a lot of stuff now. I'm praying desperately that one of these companies comes to... I don't know how... Someone sent this to Contigo, to fucking whatever else I've endorsed this room. So, anyways, I'm just putting off doing this, and I feel like I should do this, because... You guys are like really bitch. No one wants to hear it off the song. I'm just kidding. Okay. Ah! Put the volume down there. Okay. Okay. Oh man. Man, this is hard. I can't do this. Okay, I can. Okay. Somebody I don't really know just gave me something to help settle me down and to stop me from always thinking about you. And you know your life is headed in a questionable direction when you're up for these with strangers and you can't remember anything except the way you sounded when you told me you didn't know what I should do. Oh, I can't do this. No, I was just kidding. I can't do this. I'm too drunk for this. I can't. Oh, I can't. Okay, a long way back to the light. My face is, like, being covered by my hand. Long way. I can't do this. I can't. I can't do this. This is bullshit. Okay. Don't take me to karaoke, guys. Never. And I've been waking in the morning just like every other day, and just like every boring blue song, I get swallowed by the pain. And so I fumble for your figure in the darkness just to make it go away. I ran out of breath. And you don't lie there any longer, and I know that that's my fault. So I've been pounding on the floor, and I've been crawling on the walls, and I've been dipping on my darkness for serotonin boosters, cider, and some kind of smelling salts. God. I'm dying. I hate this fucking shit ass. Okay. A long way back to the light. A long road out to recovery from here. A long way to making it right. And so, first night we met, you said, well, darling, let's make a deal. If anybody ever asks us, let's just tell them when we met in jail. And that's the story that I'm sticking to, like a southern face to conference. But tonight I need to hear some truth if I'm ever getting through this. Yeah, you once sent me a letter that said if you're lost at sea, close my eyes and take. I can't do a part. Well, darling, now I'm sinking in this. Oh, I can't do that either. I'm too drunk for that. I can't do alliteration if I'm fucking drunk. I can't do this. I can't do needed me. God, Rihanna's killing it on that track, though, right? And you guys, I promise. I'm gonna end up talking about something else. Don't you worry. In case someone wanted to keep listening. Just a subtle little glimmer, suggesting that you'd have me back can only make me better, and that would stand a little stronger as I walk a little taller all the time. Cause I know you are a cynic, but I think I can convince you. Yeah, cause broken people can get better if they really want to. Or at least that's what I have to tell myself if I am hoping to survive. I can't do that, I'm just kidding. It's a long road out.
Roads recovery from here. A long way back to the light. Long road out to recovery from here. A long way to making it right. Darling, sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover, won't you help me to recover? Darling, sweet lover, one day this will all be over.
So, that, you know what? I keep telling Marvel, it's like, you know what I want to do with you, bitch? I want to get really drunk. I want to get white girl wasted, which is probably not even that hard with me, if we're being honest. Let's just try to have an honesty is the best policy type thing around me, you guys. Actually, don't, because I'm a delicate flower. You will hurt my feelings so easily. So keep telling me that we should get drunk and go to karaoke. Now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, man, maybe white girl, like, I'd have to be fucking plastered because this is... Why the fuck did I volunteer for that Broadway? Oh, God. We gotta do that anyways. Maybe I'll be better sober. I'll never be sober. Oh my God, I love Gambino. I do. He's a fine ass motherfucker. If you guys haven't watched Atlanta, do it. Also, if you haven't listened to Pat and Bougie, what rock are you living under? And do you get Wi-Fi down there? And you should listen to Pat and Bougie. The beat is fucking nasty. It is a great fucking song. Lil Uzi fucking kills it, but like in a bad way. But because it's Bad and Bougie, like, Migos is just fucking on top of it. Just... Alright, you guys. So that was, what did I cover? Okay. Club stories. crappy karaoke. I'm thinking, these are all tags that I'm gonna put. What is it? Music recommendation. TV show recommendations. Yeah, I did Malcolm in the Middle and Atlanta. Watch Atlanta, you guys. Oh. And I think podcast recommendation and... Oh, you guys, My Favorite Murder is so fucking funny. Like, listen to My Favorite Murder. Just do it. Like, do it. It's so fucking funny. It's all about murder. If anyone out there is morbid, you know, like me. If you were a creepy little child and, you know, you were obsessed with serial killers in middle school, hit me up. But hopefully you're not a serial killer now. Hopefully I'm putting out Don't Get Murdered vibes. Anyways, My Favorite Murder, great podcast. And I think I'm just going to wrap this up now because it's been pretty long. And I know someone's going to listen to the full of this, to all of this. And they're going to remind me of every single stupid thing that I said. So hopefully no one listens to this, but then again, hopefully you do, because I think I've been pretty funny, or, you know, I'm just pretty drunk. I am incredibly self-aware, you guys. So yeah, hope you guys have great nights, and stay sexy, don't get murdered.